Hi, my name is Guido De Caso. I'm here at Microsoft Research. I'm an intern, and this is my last day here. And I have been working this spring with Yuri Gurevich on DECAL. DECAL is a distributed knowledge authorization language, and it's essentially trying to solve this the problem of authorization in this new setting of distributed scenarios in which you have several parties with complex trust relations. Not everyone trusts everyone. This is how life is, and we're trying to have a logic-based solution to this problem, in which you can easily reason about your policies and see if they satisfy or comply with regulations, and you can discover properties of your policies and hopefully solve this big problem that we have today with federated scenarios and trust on the web. Maybe to start with, I can go on a small example on the whiteboard, and then we can dive into some more real example on a codeplex. On DECAL on the web, on RISE for Fun website. So let's go over a small example. So let's say in this case we have two parties. We have Alice here, and we have Bob on the other side. And now, let's say Alice is, they're both employees in some company, and let's say Alice tells Bob, you know, Chuck works on project ABC. Because Chuck is a new employee and Alice is telling this to Bob. And so what does Bob learn from this? And let's try to do a comic style thing. So will Bob learn that Chuck works on project ABC? Well, maybe not. Maybe Bob does not trust Alice. Maybe Alice is not his boss, and maybe Bob has reason not to trust Alice. We'll not go into that, but what really Bob learns is Alice said that Chuck works on project ABC. And why is this? Well, you know, if you don't trust Alice, the only thing you know is that she really said so. And actually, even knowing that is, you really need a signature from Alice, so I'm not going to go into all the details, but really, in order to really learn this, you know, you need Alice to sign this statement. But now let's say we're going to do a slightly different example, and let's say now Bob also knows that Alice is to be trusted, because maybe Alice is his boss. And now let's say we're going to say Alice is trusted on P works on project ABC. Okay, so it seems like now we have a new statement, but actually this is even more interesting because we can encode this trust as a formula in Inform logic, which is the logic behind DECAL. And now this formula, we can just, I'm going to use a new color, this we can encode as a formula like this. We can say, if Alice said B works on project ABC, this implies that P works on project ABC. And now, with this trust relation, I can just erase what I had, because this is actually what we're going to use. So this is what Bob knows. And now, this starts to look like real formulas. I'm going to erase this dot here. So now we have Alice said that Chuck works on project ABC. And if Alice said that someone, let's say P, works on the project ABC, then P really works on project ABC. So now we can apply standard logic inference rules, in this case modus ponens, and Bob will now, from these two things, learn that really track works on project ABC. So this is new knowledge computed from your trust and from the message that you got from your colleague Alice. So really what we have here is not only a communication between principals, but also principals discovering new things and computing their own knowledge distributedly. That's why we have this distributed knowledge authorization language, or DECAL. So the main ingredients in DECAL are policies. So a DECAL policy tells you how to interact with the world and when and what to send and who to send it. And infologic is the logic behind DECAL, which is telling you how to compute new knowledge from your existing knowledge and the knowledge coming from the incoming communications. So maybe we can now go into a sample on the computer. Okay, so we're back in the computer, and I want to show you how real DECAL policies look like and how you can run them. And in this case, we are in riseforfun.com/decal. And if you browse there, you will see that you have a lot of examples to try on right there from your browser. And if that's not enough, you can modify these examples and run them in the same web page. And also, you can go to decal.coplex.com and download our running engine. You have the full source code there too, and for you to play with. And so let's go back to this Alice and Bob example that we saw in the whiteboard. And here on Rise for Fun, we have just some type redefinitions. And then we define the relations that we're going to use to communicate between this Alice and Bob and the other principals in this example. So in this case, we have works in, which essentially tells that Q, which is a principal, works for project P. In this case, for modeling projects as just merely strings. And then we have granted access to, which also takes a principal and a string, but this is to be interpreted as that this principal really has access to the Project P resources and files and so on. So Alice's policy is really simple. What she will do is she will send one message to Bob telling that Chuck works in Project ABC. So this is just one line of DECAL policy. Now Bob, what Bob will do, we knew that Bob trusts Alice. So we have this trust relation here as a DECAL input, that's an implication. So essentially we have that if Alice said that some principal Q works in project ABC, then really it is that this Q works in project ABC. So this is encoding the trust between Alice and Bob. Then we have this tiny little rule here that says that every time a message comes from the wire, you will learn whatever that message is telling you. So in this case, if you want to learn that Alice said that Chuck works in project ABC. So what we're going to do, we also have a sysadmin here, which has at this point no policy. But what we want to do is that whenever Bob knows that some person works for a project, it will tell the sysadmin to really grant access to this person. So what we will do, we will copy this relation that tells granted access to, and we will define a new rule for Bob. And this new rule will be as follows. We'll say, we'll define some variables, so Q is a principal, and P is a string which encodes the name of a project, and we will say if we know that works in Q in project P, then what we will do, we will send to sysadmin the following message. Oops, paste here. Granted access to QP. So essentially what I'm doing is telling the sysadmin to grant access to Q on this project. Of course, in order to realize that Q works for P, I need to use my trust relation that I have in the rest of my policy. So here in Rise for Fun, all you need to do is, once you have you're happy with your policies, you just click Ask Decal. So this is what we're going to do. And this will take a while, and it will return us the list of interactions between these principles. So what we have here is Alice to Bob. Chuck works in project ABC, okay? And now Bob tells the sysadmin grant access to Chuck on project ABC. And then a fixed point is reached because there are no more messages. So this is a very trivial example, but you can now then maybe change the sysadmin rules based on what he gets from Bob, and all sorts of things that you can imagine in a real life scenario that you can build on top of this.